Be a barbecue hero with delicious, ultra-low net-carb Hero Bread buns and tortillas. Soft and fluffy, high in fiber, and with 0 grams of sugar, up to 10 grams of protein, coming in at under 100 calories per serving. Oh, and did I mention they taste like their mouth-watering traditional versions? I mean, what's not to love? Use code AH10 for 10% off your first Hero Bread purchase at Hero.co. That's AH10 for 10% off at Hero.co.
You've got to seriously. I'm genuinely worried.
You're
about
addicted
you.
To that. You're addicted to that.
I can stop whenever I want.
You're gonna have that's what everyone says.
I can stop whenever
week.
I want.
That's what everyone says.
It just
says.
It's a minty. It's a perk. It's mint. It gets you.
Okay,
makes me feel good.
Your sinuses are gonna start bleeding.
Good in,
no, no.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they're. I'm gonna get like all that. Like you're gonna get all snotted up and stuff.
No, I'm not. Yeah. Just keeps me clear.
You actually, you're dripping a little.
I can't believe that you're shoving that thing like halfway up your sinus. And last episode, you handed it to Freddie Wong and let him
don't
invest
put that
it.
And
he did it.
And he
that was
did
the part
it.
No, he didn't
it.
Touch
he
it. He didn't touch it. He went like that.
Okay.
Yeah. But still, the fact that he let it get close.
Yeah. And he was like, "Man, that's a strong pungent smell of
because you're fucking dribbling.
And it's
dribbling.
And it's not unhealthy or anything. It's just some mental.
Probably smelling your brain.
It just smells a little minty, and minty fresh substance,
my God.
And I feel fine.
What is that black? What is that?
Your head
gray
is filled with ants.
Is that gray sludge?
I feel like shit. Oh, I feel good. Hey, everybody, welcome to Chuckle Sandwich.
It's a very special episode, everyone. It's a very, very big episode. Probably one of the biggest episodes that we've ever had
don't
in the history.
Don't do
this.
so insulting.
I'm sorry. We've got our good friend, Emma. Oh, fuck.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Ooh. Longevin.
No. Not bad. Better than most people.
Langevin.
There was Langevin? A challenge that you posted on Twitter at one point for people to, you know, phonetically spell it, and I messed it up a couple times.
Yeah.
But then I remember you saying that it's like half the French one and then half the like American one, pronouncing it literally.
How do you pronounce it, actually?
I say Langevin.
Langevin.
But apparently, like most like French Canadians, because it's a French Canadian last name, apparently that's fucking wrong, and
fucking
they always tell me that.
Mm. They always come
They're
down
really
to
mean.
You ever go to Florida and you see a bunch of Quebec license plates? And you're like, what are you doing here?
How'd you
like,
get down
you
here?
Doing get
here?
There,
that shit's
right?
just like Jim Miss Wolverine. I don't know.
Did you
what
take
the
a big goal? Like, how did
I don't
you.
Know. They're
I
all
don't
old
know.
People and they can't drive and they just sit out there and bake.
Yeah, to my understanding, all Canadians like shrivel up and die if they don't have snow within a 10 meter radius of them. So I don't even understand how they got down there.
They're always in their Speedos, too. They're always wearing an alarmingly like minimal amount of clothing.
What is with the Canadian Speedos?
What are they trying to prove?
Yeah.
You know?
That they've got, like, they can show their cocks at. Like, I mean, it's not impressive.
And that,
they just got bigger bulges on Americans, I guess.
Now, hold on.
So what's going on here?
Now, hold on.
Shlai, you look confused, man.
I'm just thinking of how we could test that.
You're just
theory.
Thinking of...
I don't think
get a bunch of men together.
I don't think that we should just...
Like a big group of...
Yeah. I mean, the snow... I don't feel like we need this because we need the control. So no snow.
No, no snow.
Just
no
even
snow,
right here.
Because the snow, because if it's cold, then, you know, you're getting altered data.
Yeah.
Altered data.
Well, yeah, because then you've got the.
That
you've
is true. You got to take
shrivel.
Into account shrinkage. Yeah.
You got
to
account for the
big.
Yep.
And honestly, the French are probably used. The French Canadians, colder up there, they probably have adapted to that.
Yeah, the blood flow stays.
Yeah,
that's
so.
They
we'll
stay plump.
What
you know what
fuck?
I? You know what I call this, Schlapp? you know what I call this? I call this solving for pee.
That's funny, man.
That's good.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Pound I can tell because we have a live studio audience, and so far over the course of both of these episodes, none of them have made a single. Oh, I got an exhale.
There was an exhale through the nose from Weston Curry.
Thank you, Weston Curry.
Thank you, man.
My number one fan.
So back to our theory, we get a bunch of like 50 guys.
50 guys? You know how many people 50 is? That's a lot of people. 50. That's going to fill up this whole room. It's really just going to be a bunch
Wait,
of
so
hot
like,
bodies.
So like 25 American and 25 French Canadian?
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
like,
yeah, and they're all like speaking their language.
Yeah, we line it up. No, we get a camera at waist level and we just have it pan. We just have it pan across all the bulges.
Yeah.
And sort of maybe we just, I don't know, kind of like they do in the Olympics. Like we give a rating of bulge size, shape. Quality?
I feel like the Olympics ratings are so hard, too, because if you see someone do something that you think is impressive, like, right away, you're like 10. And the next guy one-ups it, and you're like, I can't backpedal.
Yeah.
Like 9.5. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wonder if it would be the same thing with
fucking
cocks. Yeah,
it always sucks going first, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When did you, I don't know.
laugh. That's good.
Something of no substance whatsoever, like the beginning of the potential of
Zangzang. I don't know.
Did you actually have something to say, or did you?
No,
you...
I wanted to get out of there, but I didn't have like enough to, and I was just like, whatever, dude. I mean, like, we'll stay here however long.
Emma, when did you?
Yeah.
When did I what?
And, when did you?
And the, and when did I? If you had to choose between, you know, and the obvious, the thing, you know, the elephant in the room, what would it be? I mean.
That's good.
What would it be?
You ever like.
I ever what?
Emma, where is it?
And how does it, I mean, how is it? Is it doing...
I'm pretty sure that's a form of harassment.
Okay, let's keep going.
All right, sorry. I hope it's doing well.
Thank you.
Are you more of a man or a minion?
I love this.
What does that even mean?
I'm more of a minion. Why sorry, I got really excited when he asked that.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Depends on who I need to.
Oh.
You know, depends on what I'm trying to get.
Right.
Yeah.
You trying to steal like the moon or like a pyramid, like Vector.
Then you're a
exactly.
Then you go minion.
Then I go minion.
If you're trying to,
it's easier to blend in with the crowd. And it's a very straightforward disguise.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, if you're trying to hex the moon.
My mom likes minions because she says they look like little Valium pills.
Not what I was expecting. Sorry, what is Valium?
Yeah,
Valium. They call it. It's also known as like mommy's little helper. It's like an anxiety med. Mm. So my mom, I think that's why moms. This is true.
Most people
this
like that.
This is my mom's theory.
Funny.
Yeah, on why like so many moms love minions is because they look like little yellow Valium pills.
Yep. Mommy's little happy pills.
So it gives them almost like a feeling of nostalgia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they when you take them, you start talking like the minions too.
Exactly. You have too many. Yeah.
Babble babble.
That's what your kids sound like.
Oh no.
Oh Jesus. Yeah.
Oh, everyone around you, you go out into the society and everyone's going babble babble babble.
It's a Black Mirror episode.
Yeah. But let's get a Black Mirror episode just on Valium pills. I think
most of the show was written on some kind of crazy drug.
Yeah, no.
Have you watched it, all you guys? Black Mirror?
I've seen a couple episodes. Yeah. I'm a big baby, so it like fucks. It actually, I get emotionally upset.
Yeah, I feel like it's weird. I was gonna ask, what's your favorite Black Mirror? Ooh, and I was like, I feel question. Like that's a really bad a question. Question.
Maybe it's the one.
What answer?
I mean, if I were to answer legitimately, I would say Nosedive. You know that one, the one with the.
Oh, the social media
ratings one, yeah.
Mm. Oh, I've seen that's one of the four episodes I've seen.
And that one's kind of like easy to like deal with.
That's an influencer moment. It for sure. That is an influencer moment. Yeah.
I just watched Playtest.
Oh, Playtest is my favorite.
What is
that?
That
one messed me up. It's fucked up. It was good. His acting was really good, but it messed me up.
Where the guy was like the hitchhiker?
Yeah, and VR and all that. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Huh.
Yeah, they're all kind of.
I would say that Black Mirror, as you were saying, is sort of.
Oh my god, it's like a screen.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's like a phone that's turned off and then becomes a Black Mirror. But
is that why it's named that?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I was doing it as a bit.
Oh, wait.
I said that as a bit.
Black.
Turn it off. You see yourself.
Yeah, it's a Black Mirror.
Is that for real?
that's
for real.
Legitimately,
that's for real.
I'm 90%
I think
sure.
If it's not for real, they just pick two random words.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think it's probably for
I just never thought to like think about it. I take things at like face value, you know, a lot
I'm
of the time, and I choose
this.
Not to think deeper.
Yeah. There's
that's
a lot
a
of shit. Like this that I have this problem with, like a tow truck in my head is a tow truck, and then I like only once will ever think about it like, oh my god, it's towing a car. That's
what the
why
fuck are you talking
do you know
about?
What I'm talking about, like
no.
When it's a
no,
word
you
get me.
Yeah, I get
oh
it.
Thank fucking god.
Well, you have to explain this.
Okay, a water bottle, right? I'm in my head I'm like, oh, it's a water bottle. No way. Does that, like, is this
oh,
anything?
So you're talking about, like, words that make sense as the word, like.
Yeah, but, like, in
like
my head, they're,
a flag,
like, a different.
Like, you see a flag waving, you're like, yeah, it's a flag.
Are you kidding me right now?
Wait,
so
no, but what makes
that
a flag
makes sense,
a flag?
That makes, no, it,
no, but
it,
a flag's just a flag. Like, what is a flag about?
Well,
a flag?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. When you see a flag and you associate the word flag with it, you're like, yeah, that's definitely.
That's a flag.
It makes sense that this
yeah,
is
like
called
a flag.
Lawnmower. Lawnmower. Yeah. It's like, it's a lawnmower. There it goes. I don't realize
or
that
like,
it's called that because it's mowing.
This is,
yeah, or
this
like
is a table.
When people,
listen,
when people say like, oh, I'm going to put my food in like the Tupperware. Oh, right. It's like a ware for Tuppers.
What?
No.
Yeah.
What
is a Tupper?
I will say.
What is, no. Shut.
What are you talking
is a Tupper?
About? It's a little guy.
A Tupper is a little guy?
It's a little Grimbly. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay. Expand.
Yes.
You
a little
define
Grimbly.
Define Grimbly.
Well, he's a guy.
Besides being a Tupper.
Well, he's a guy. Yeah. You take him off and you put him back on. But sometimes he's a Tupper.
And he has
wares. So you put him in a ware.
Exactly.
Okay, so she gets it. This is why she's on the podcast.
Yeah, I feel bad.
Can
now
we agree, though, that the dude who named the table was totally right? Like, this ain't anything else.
Table's good.
It's solid.
It can't be anything else.
Yeah.
If it was called
a staple, that also makes sense because you're stapling it.
Well, like, I mean, tow truck. What if this was called like a wood leg?
Well, it's like, I mean, it's
wood
not
legs,
really like a leg.
Table.
No, I like table.
Yeah. Just like
what's
a wood circle.
Yeah.
Just make more sense.
Yeah, but some can be square. So you're wrong.
Can we rename like things?
I'd like to rename.
Like, what if
things.
We went down the? I'm just looking around the room. So, like, do you think soup is an appropriate name for soup?
Yes.
To begin.
Yeah.
No, soup is soup.
Well, if they've already got it on fucking lock, we don't need to do this. How about jam / jelly? I feel like it could be called like.
I'd like to call jam maybe some. I feel like you could. You don't need a new word for what jam is. It's like you just call it like sweet grease.
Every time I hear jam, though, I just because you know jam has like multiple connotations. Like you know the joke that's like, what's the difference between peanut butter and jam?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
You can't jam your dick into somebody, or you can't peanut butter your dick into somebody's ass.
Oh.
So whenever I hear jam, I just think about that joke. You know, so jam has you know two meanings. So maybe we should rename jam that way. I don't associate it with
you
peanut
don't
buttering
get
somebody's
it mixed
dick
up,
into somebody's
for
jam.
Sure.
If you've seen One Man One Jar, then you know that both what?
Oh,
huh? Oh.
I mean, peanut butter and jam would both work in that scenario.
That is true.
Have you seen that video?
Yeah, who hasn't?
I haven't.
That's fair.
Oh,
hey, Scott,
I mean, I can make
up,
a
song. Well.
No, Scott, do not. Scott, play my music instead.
Producer Borov, have you ever seen One Man One Jar?
No.
There
nice
it
job,
is.
Borov.
He hasn't seen it.
There it is.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
good.
Would it's you like to?
Yeah, why not?
No, I don't think so. I don't know about that.
And that's why we hadn't referenced him before on the last podcast that we did, but Borov is back, ladies and gentlemen. He is back for Chuckle Week 2.0, and we are so excited.
Well, give
to
it
have
up
him
for
here.
Our boy Borov. If you're at home, if you're in a public place, I don't care, clap.
For our audio listeners, love you to death. I mean, come on. You got to just watch the video for this one. I know you guys are going to be mad at me for saying that, but I mean, it's Borov. Look at his beautiful face. Look at his beautiful eyes.
His angelic voice. Borov, can you hum into the mic?
Eyes. His. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I feel like I'm at church.
He's got such a beautiful
someone
vocalization.
Ring the bell.
His tone, his timbre. Beautiful.
I like
so
that.
So we're so happy to have Borov here.
It is good to.
It's an
good
honor
to
be
you,
in
Borov.
His presence.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like you're here and you're like, man, I'm in a place of inspiration.
I'm in the Borov sphere.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'm with these nerds.
When you speak to him, you almost
Borov.
Need to tell the truth because you know that he'll know if you're lying.
And you wouldn't call him anything else. He's
so Borov.
He's Borov. Like, he can't be anything else.
Yeah.
What is he if not Borov?
Just some dude.
Yeah.
And he's not. He's Borov.
I find it upsetting to think about that there could be a reality in which I would have passed Borov on the street and then never have met him.
Oh.
Time
that,
time
I sometimes
down.
Think
that's a
about
Black
that
Mirror
and
episode.
It absolutely shatters my. It's like a Black Mirror episode. Is like it's like a world without
the street,
like a life
no
without Borov would be the title.
And then
wait,
the ending,
is this, wait, you're
the
talking
is
about
like him going down into his apartment and just like sitting there in silence.
You're talking about a complete like an episode that follows Borov. Where it's just an episode of him and
but
nobody,
sad?
Nobody yes. like goes out. That is.
Yeah.
I feel like you're kind of
and he's like trying
anti-
to be like, hey guys, it's me, but like he's like,
hey guys, it's Borov. Me, I'm Borov, and they're like,
yeah. Some car drives past and like sprays up a bunch of water on him, and then he's wet for the rest. Of the
God, that sounds. We would that would be the worst Black Mirror episode, the most upsetting.
It would be.
I wouldn't be able to get through
or
that.
Or if you're the kind of guy that if right now, if we like shifted timelines and I passed you on the street, I would look back. You know what I mean?
I'd look back and wonder what could be.
I mean that. Yeah. I have another word thing that I thought of.
Okay.
Can I bring it up?
If it's more relatable than like a where you put tuppers in.
Yeah.
With the little grimblies.
What were they called? Grimblies?
Yes.
You actually have a couple on you right now. Get up there, little guys.
Thank you. Oh. Sometimes they
we have a little grimbly infestation.
God. We're all over the place.
I'm not going to catch it from being here, am I?
Well, yeah.
No, humans can't get grimblies. So when something is agape. Sorry, I just say shit, man. I'm fucking sorry. When
I mean, he's not wrong.
When something is agape.
When you're 90%
it's because
robot.
It's gaping. No.
Yes.
Keep. I'm sorry I picked that one.
No, proceed.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm invested.
when you've seen her tweets, you're just giving her, you're giving
I'm not done. But when like something is like slightly open, it's ajar.
Yes.
Why? Because with a gape, I get it. It's gaping, but it's not like it's jarred, right? So I'm just, that's crazy.
Do you know string theory at all? Whenever you open something, Schrodinger's cat.
Yeah.
Even Fortnite talked about this at one point in their lore, if you get into it at all.
Yeah, okay.
When you open a door, and only in the process of opening a door, due to an observer being there, it becomes literally ajar.
So everything you, so, wait. So when you're not looking at something, it's a
You know, when I when I was making this podcast, I thought when I chose my co-host, I thought they would be smart. But you know, as I do this podcast more, I realize you know, maybe
Dude,
I was
a Grimbley's going for your jugular. A Grimbley is going for your jugular. He's climbing. You gotta get him out of there. You got oh nice. That was,
that was a small one.
Yeah, that was they slip in.
Little micro gym Grimbley.
You ever had a fucking fat Grimbus before? You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I
just
mean
a
sometimes.
Massive crimbus.
Can I ask a question about the set?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm really distracted by the photo behind Schlatt of like a family on the beach in
yeah,
black
if,
and
if
white.
If we could focus on that first. Yeah, here we
like,
go.
Can you believe
like,
I used to look like that?
I keep focusing on
so,
it.
So how I like to describe this earlier was that this looks like a screenshot of in a movie when the like main character like male lead has to go and kill a bunch of people and he's remembering his wife that died
oh,
and it's
ugly.
That black and white
this is when he gets knocked down before
like,
he gets back
knock
up
back photo
yeah
and
then
like,
he's like trying to get back up and
yeah
sees
she's
the
like
frame.
She's like Vanessa and he's like she's calling out to her and she's like come see me sometime or they're like she's like
see me sometime what
like,
an emotional
Vanessa.
Line
she's dead and it's like maybe like some sort of over
maybe we can hang out
rolling
later
white sheets or whatever yeah no I'm right
I like, oh, it's like, it, like you know, in an office, so you keep like a nice little photo. Like,
you're
I just
turning it away from the camera.
Well, I like
just
having
moving
it.
Context.
It's not for them; it's for me. You know.
Okay.
I just remember them so fondly.
Yeah, this was the family I rammed the back of my Tesla Model Y rental into and killed
Respect.
On the 405 last night.
Oh, he loves his cars. He loves his cars.
On my cars.
Yeah.
So have Emma, you're from New Jersey.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. How does
Sorry
that,
about
how
that.
Does that.
Yeah, how's New Jersey these days?
What's the
you don't live there.
How about this? What's the best part of New Jersey?
That's close to New York.
What's the worst part of New Jersey?
That's not New York. I came
Most
from it.
That's the worst
that's
part
the worst
of New
part?
Jersey? I sincerely all right. doubt that.
Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Damn. Springsteen is the whoa.
You
wow.
know, he did get a DUI recently.
So I'm sure that he's gotten multiple.
Bruce Springsteen got a DUI recently driving through a national park while under the influence.
I know. And in this picture, he was such a sweet kid, too. So.
Yeah, I know. Tommy Innitt loves Bruce.
He
I had
does.
To break it to him, and he was like, no, that didn't happen. No. He didn't do that.
Yeah, can you do your best Tommy Innitt impression right now on the podcast?
What is
like
it?
Those
what
little
is he
fucking
doing?
Sounds he makes in between every word he
it
says.
It just sounds like you're, he's just going through like... Like he's been stabbed.
Feel like he's
yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Every lore
That's
stream.
What you think Tommy sounds like.
Every
all the time.
Lore stream
like,
when Dream escapes from the prison.
He has done that a lot recently.
He should get checked for asthma.
Yeah.
He should.
Yeah.
He
I'm
should.
Worried about the kid.
Yeah. I'm yeah. worried about all of them. All of them over there. Why are they in the UK?
What have they got over there?
Do they know there's like
They're
knives
cold?
And shit there?
Yeah.
They yeah. And acid people. Attacks.
Acid attacks.
On the tube.
Yeah.
You know the new Nerf guns, the rival shit? They fucking hurt.
They're intense.
They fucking hurt.
Is that
hurt.
The one you
have
in your office?
Story.
Hurt. Yes.
I have a story.
Yes. And I'm telling you, if you get a home invader, you don't even need a gun at this point. You just whip that baby off. That dude is going to, he is going to be sore.
Yeah.
And he's going to need to like hide for a second and catch his breath.
Recuperate.
Yeah.
Like wait
you.
For the red to
yes.
go out from his vision.
Yeah, he's going to have to build up his stamina again
yeah,
before you can go back
when,
in.
When I was a kid, my brother and I had this. Maybe you guys will remember it. It was like a big rocket launcher with all these gun attachments. And you got it all in one thing. It was like one that had like 12 different shots. There was like a pistol. And you could turn it all into one gun. But the main rocket, you would actually like pump. Like it was a big fucking thing. You'd put
oh,
it between your legs,
shit.
Pump it like an air
I
pump.
I definitely know what you're talking
about. You
know
about. What I'm talking about.
Yeah,
and when
sure.
we got this thing, we were like so fucking small. We were like 6 and 7 or something like that. And we would take turns. Like this thing could feasibly kill us. Like the rocket, it was so powerful. We weren't allowed to shoot it in the house. So what we do is we go outside and we take turns. We'd each curl up into a ball on the ground and we shoot each
you
other
get
with
into
it
the fetal position
because it would knock us back. So if we like did it standing up, like we'd get hurt. So we like be like, oh, it's my turn to shoot you.
Time to do about this. So you said your brother assumed the position,
yeah,
and then
yeah.
you
yeah,
you
and then you
hit,
and he just
rocket.
Goes like skidding. You know what I mean? And it was great.
You ever do it like down a hill or something just to get momentum?
We tried to look for smooth surfaces for like maximum distance. We did have a sledding hill though, also right next to our house that was really steep and just had a brick wall, and we mm-hmm. saw who could hit it the fastest.
Yeah. You've never slid into a wall or a fence.
I
like,
seriously
you've never really experienced sledding.
So you saw who could hit it the fastest?
Yeah.
That was the competition.
I've mentioned this.
The game was called Who Can Be the Crash Test Dummy Competition.
Who can have the least bones by the end or the most, depending on definition. Yeah. No, I
you're gonna be one of those old people that says that like has a lot of back in my day statements. Like back
dude.
In my day, we were seeing how fast we could run into a brick wall as children
for,
just
fun.
For fun.
For fun.
And it was cool and kids liked it.
I would still do it. Don't you cannot forget about them after what they did for us.
I want to.
I know.
I still
but you have to accept them as part of your life.
This will follow you forever.
I probably got up to like 30 miles an hour, and that was fast for me. Yeah, I was small.
You were a child. There's no way. You were going like 5 miles per hour. And
I mean, I didn't have mass, but I had speed. I still have a thing. Emma, I don't know how many of these you've listened to, but I still have a thing about like I really want to be flung at high speeds without consequence.
I feel like you've said this so many times, and every time you say it, it's just the way you describe it makes it just...
Sounds pretty awesome, right?
Well, there's lots of like thrill rides that consist of that sort of thing.
Like what?
Like you remember, like you ever go to, like Jersey Shore? I mean,
no,
not.
No, I haven't.
But
no.
They have like those balls that they put you in, you know, and remember they like shoot
oh, the
you
big,
up into
like...
the fucking air.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
you had me. No, you had me.
Talking
at
about
the
like Action Park.
The place where people die. Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah. I mean, if you want a thrill ride, Action Park. Baby.
I will say, but if Action Park was open now, I would go.
Oh, I go.
That's
it's still it. They revamped it.
They reopened it with under a new name.
Well, I mean, surely
I think
well, it's
no,
not
I
the
know,
same. Because you'll
live.
It's
back to Action
sure.
Park now.
Oh, they're calling it Action
yeah,
Park.
Yeah. It was Mountain Creek, and now I think it's Action Park again.
That worries me though, because like then they're playing into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because the documentary came out, and they're like, "Woo, we're still here."
Yeah, that's us. Those people died.
Yeah.
Like what?
Remember all the children that died here?
Yeah.
LOL.
Come
anyway.
See their graves.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
$5
they
admission.
They put little tombstones next to the fucking wave pool. You know, just with their
like,
names. You can get a
oh
flash.
My god, like the markers on the side of a highway where someone died in a car crash?
Yeah, and they just have them next
but
to the wave pool.
On the wave pool? Yeah. Oh.
Was it the
now
Alpine
a quick
slide?
Ceremony
what
at low
else?
Tide.
What would be the names of the rides?
Oh my goodness.
But anyway, to be flung at high speeds in
yes.
the Jersey Shore, and
yeah.
I'm sure other like boardwalks
not
and like,
ideal
carnival
place,
things.
But I'll do it.
There's like those rides that, you know, it's like they strap you into that bowl thing and they launch you into the sky and you're just attached to a string and then you come plummeting back into the ground. Do you know what I'm talking about? And it spins
Sorry,
as it's
you're
throwing
you're
you.
You're switching and it's really funny. You're
what?
Like gradually, you're gradually shifting. I wasn't sure if you were saying ball or bowl. But is it like... Is it like a big plastic, like softball?
No,
like,
it's like a
it?
It's like a cage
it's
almost.
It's like a two-seater, right?
Yeah, it's like a two-seater, like cage
strings
you sit
on
in.
Either side. It's like a bungee thing, and it
yeah.
they,
it like
oh,
launches
oh,
you
oh,
into
oh,
the
oh,
air.
I think
oh.
aren't you saying though that you just want your own body without any sort of contraption like connected
oh,
to
you? Oh, just
like,
you
just
yourself.
Wants to be like. So what I would suggest to you is like yeah. maybe get some like draft up some plans. If you look into.
I've done some of that.
Have you heard of medieval trebuchets?
Schlatt likes talking
those
about them
things.
And their applicable
they used to,
strategies.
They used to sling bodies across
yeah,
the Great Wall.
Sling corpses
of China.
Over.
Yeah, the
yeah,
plague.
The plague.
The plague.
Yeah.
But imagine yeah. the view as you're
and
sailing.
And then they'd be going so fast and went so high that when they hit the ground, they exploded and then all the shit went everywhere.
Yeah.
The poop?
He talks about this a
the,
lot.
No, the.
The guy the guy
the
goo.
Guy goo.
The guy goo.
The virus, all that.
The giblets
the little things that
still on the
no,
go in the wares.
Those are, no, those are Grimbleys. Those
oh,
go
the
Grimbleys specifically
oh, the
Grimbleys. In Tupper. Those are Tuppers that specifically
yeah.
go in wares.
Emma, have you ever
Hence
seen little
Tupper.
Creatures you can't explain? Like to anyone no one ever
I'd
believes
like to
you.
Know that too. And I remember you talking about this with me. That's part of the reason why we wanted to have you on the podcast because
yeah.
you seem to have a lot of experiences with little creatures you can't explain.
Like little
besides myself?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and being a little creature that you can't explain yourself, I mean, it you would know the category very well. I'm I'm sure.
Are we talking about my psychological related ones or the normal kind?
It's hard to tell the difference sometimes.
It is.
I get that for sure.
I've gotten familiar though, because the shadow people I see when I'm hallucinating, and then there's the shadow people that are actually there
just
and like to come
shadow
cuddle.
People.
Yeah,
the cuddly ones.
Yeah,
Morph is like that.
Yeah, originally the cuddly one showed up first, and then the creepy one started showing up, and they did not want to cuddle. Yeah. I tried; they did not like it.
They wanted to boogie with the dance of death.
Mm-hmm. I get little friends sometimes in my eyeballs.
Oh, the little float! I used to think I was nuts.
Floaters?
I would, after swim practice, for some reason, I'd be like sitting on this curb, and I remember it vividly because I always had to like wait an hour, and I had nothing to do, and I was just staring at a parking lot.
I'm occasionally
I'd be like, "What was that?" And I'd try and follow it, but it would get away too fast.
You can't follow
just
those things.
Charlie trying to follow around a floater in his eye in a parking lot. It's just like this child walking around a parking lot, and like someone's away, like eating, like some worker eating lunch. He's like, "You think that kid's okay, Joe?" And he's like,
"He's just over there, like,
oh yeah, that's."
I'm over there, like shifting to Terabithia, like straight up. I saw these fucking things, and every time I try to look at them, they fly away.
Yeah, that's
so
the neighborhood
like,
wandering child
me.
Again.
Like they know I'm trying to look at them, so then I try to like look straight ahead, so they'd like come to me.
Yeah.
You tried to herd eye floaters.
I didn't know they were called eye floaters. Yeah, I thought they were like little
I think that's just
sprites.
It's not necessarily what they're called. I think it's just everyone's greed that
little,
that is
little
what they
squigglies.
Are. Yeah.
It's hard to like find them when you're
You stare into the sun for
a
long enough.
I got a couple.
They'll
I mean, we
back.
Got this
that's
giant
true.
Fucking
we do
light
have a big
on
fucking
us.
Light.
So.
Oh my
Listen,
god.
I get them when I'm driving most of the time, and then it's like a friend on a little road trip.
It's a medical condition.
That's fine.
Here's the thing. I mean, they're
Have you seen floaters while you're driving?
What does it mean? Or is that the whole condition?
It's just something that alters your vision, I think.
Yeah.
So I shouldn't be driving?
You should go see an eye doctor.
One of my friends, he was getting...
That explains a lot, huh?
One of my friends was getting more eye floaters than normal, and he went to the doctor, and he found out that his... That there was a potential that his, like, eye... muscles were getting disconnected from like his brain, like his retina or something like that.
Oh my god!
If you're getting a lot of them, that might be something to check out.
I was gonna say that totally explains the accident from yesterday with the family of three.
That would make a lot of sense.
Your little buddy.
And what's remarkable about this photo is that not only was this like is the means in which you got this because you ran into this family of three and then you started, you know, looting their dead bodies and then that's how you found a key to their house.
PUBG
go
style.
Into their house and you're like, oh, I guess this will make it worth it.
And then I said, winner, winner, chicken dinner. And then I
like
took
they
it.
Did, like it was a game of PUBG. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
PUBG style.
Yeah.
I respect it.
That's my new thing. I'm gonna start saying
PUBG style,
style
after you kill people because floaters in your eye told you to.
After you finish in sex,
you know, after
PUBG
this,
style. PUBG style.
Yeah, well, listen, no, the floaters aren't mean or anything. They don't tell me to do anything.
I don't
they're
think
just,
anyone was asking if the floaters were mean or anything.
I did.
They're
I
along
did
for the ride, they're... and I'm the driver.
Have you ever considered that you're along for the ride?
Whoa.
Do they ever make like little arrows like telling you where to go?
No.
No.
Like you're telling me your eye floaters are shaping into arrows and giving you directions places?
Hang on. What's that, little guys? No way.
You're telling me to U-turn.
Right here? Yeah. Honestly, if my eye floaters told me something, I would like do it, no questions asked. You know what I mean?
That's a new Neuralink chip.
It is.
It just says buy Tesla. Or some shit
like
in front
of
your eyes.
If it just like for if I like was like looking around and all of a sudden I saw like run vaguely like
run.
Just like start spreading. I would 100% follow any instructions like implanted by floaters.
Is there a situation in which you guys could see yourself in the future getting one of those like brain chips? Like if give
I mean,
it like
you know
20
this?
Years.
No, I just watched Playtest.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. We
just
talked about
like
that.
20 years where it's like becoming sort of like, oh, everyone's got like a Valve Index kind of, or like a good amount of people have Valve Index, but it's like expensive. That kind of like level of like.
Everyone's got the extra RAM now, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone's got the bionic left arm.
Yeah, bionic.
I would love a bionic arm.
Really?
Or a cock. That's true. But like, well, we said arms first. So
I mean,
we'll stick
with
that.
I mean, you know, a biocock would count as both.
I'm going to buy an EMP now and just fucking save it up, man.
Third arm.
You could get, this is true, you could EMP a population and have them all shut down.
You could EMP a fucking brain. That's what I was going to say. I'll buy one now before they're made illegal.
Yeah.
Put it in my basement.
and then you activate it, and then you walk
around. What in your basement?
The EMP.
Yeah. And then just wait until it looks like every day that everyone's like a little more like cyber.
More borged out.
More
borged
out.
You wait until they're borged out. You activate the EMP, and then you loot PUBG style.
I don't think that you can buy an EMP currently.
What are you talking about?
It's not such a... Oh, you're walking into a Walmart, and you're like,
I just buy an EMP PUBG
style. EMP.
You can make napalm with cardboard.
What? What? You can?
Yes.
An EMP, you could just make it with a brick.
Yeah.
You
it's
know,
easy.
I will say one thing.
And a couple
Molotov
wires.
Molotov cocktails, very accessible.
Oh, yeah.
You go down to a BevMo.
That's going to do nothing against the Borgs, dude. That's just going to do nothing against
the
them.
The Borgs? That just sounds like the army that Borif has risen to fight back.
Borif and the Borgs, bro. Holy shit. I'm just saying, when you throw the Molotov and they tear their fucking skin off, like, don't be surprised.
Okay.
When they're all... And that's
Terminator 2.
Terminator 2.
Living...
Metal. No,
no
living flesh.
No, living flesh over
metal endoskeleton.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You like Terminator?
I've never seen it.
Oh my god, the biocock. We've come full fucking circle.
Yeah,
that's why. Yeah.
Totally does. There's a big shot in Terminator 1 at the beginning of the movie when he spawns in. He's a big cock.
He spawns in.
All over.
The context behind that was the last time we did a Truckle Week, we had an Airbnb that was filled with Etsy furniture, and it had a little...
Don't. Just keep going for now.
Sorry. He sometimes just...
I'm familiar.
I know, but sometimes he just...
Fuck!
He has his angry cums in the middle of podcast recording.
Why would you say it like, why did you put so much emphasis on that particular word?
His angry cums?
His angry cums?
Yeah, just why did you, like, you could
sometimes, I'm not going to lie on the podcast.
Well,
that sometimes gets his
guy.
Little angry cummies every now and then.
It happens.
Schlatt, you feel a little anger coming on you?
Can I pour you a glass of water?
Is that a threat?
No. Thanks.
Oh, seriously?
I hate when I go into a fucking Airbnb that I rent with my own money, and it's like the room is big. There's a lot of
that's
space.
Such a small amount of water.
But
that
there's
you
fucking.
Poured.
You didn't even
small,
give it back to her either.
But
you
there's
just...
small little shitty Etsy furniture throughout the whole thing. Like you
is
have
that
a, you have
water?
A huge wall, Ted. Stop it! I'm not done with it. Huge wall, tiny little canvas, 1 by 1 inch canvas print, and you're like, this is. I can search up. Canvas print on Etsy, and I found it.
It's like the negative space is the rest of the piece.
Listen, we rented this beautiful, beautiful house
such a
in the Hollywood.
Yeah, honestly,
you know,
man,
Hollywood
you,
Hills.
You
in the
are,
Hollywood
you
Hills,
are a
rented
gross,
this beautiful
gross
house,
person.
And we walk in and look what it is. It's this shitty ass furniture. The house itself is furnished
it's
nicely.
Really
but
not that
a
bad.
A whole layer of bullshit. Like shitty little table lamps that don't even go up
actually,
all
the
way.
Like a full-on
nice.
Pool table
the couch,
I like
the couch
sort of
is the
aesthetic.
Shittiest. It's like a $100 sectional that's falling apart. It doesn't even fasten
it's,
to itself.
I think it's just multiple
the TV
couches.
Doesn't work.
It's not...
TV doesn't work. Neither remote works. The master bedroom. There's
Which
not even a
took.
Bed frame. There's not even a bed frame.
Oh,
there's a mattress.
Yeah, he's complaining
basically
about
a mattress
the master
on the
bedroom.
Floor. Both of the nightstands are literally a foot tall. And the two drawers slide all the way out, and they just fall onto the ground.
See, this is particularly
master
funny,
bedroom.
All right.
So it's an Airbnb in the hills full of IKEA furniture.
Yes.
Basically, yeah.
Worse,
but I
it's
will
Etsy.
Say this:
it's like Wayfair shit.
You guys ever get high and go to IKEA and make up stories about all the little displays?
Whoa,
no, but that actually sounds
that is such
fun.
A specific thing that I want to hear.
That
about.
Is just one of my favorite activities.
Okay, no,
in past
give us like,
to do.
Give me something, give me an example.
Or... I don't because I need like a visual, you know what?
Okay,
I don't
fine.
Have an example.
Okay, you
but
walk
it
into
is
IKEA,
a, picture
you
the IKEA. Picture the gluten fargen in front of you.
Yeah,
gluten fargen, Lerberg over there.
Yeah.
But you know how they have all the room setups, right? So I'll like go in the kitchen. If it's like a cold, like steel, like black, like kitchen, you know, I'm going to be like, oh, like definitely like a serial killer lives here. And this is where he chops off the bodies. And this is the freezer that he stores them in, like stuff like that.
Oh.
Is it always that intense?
Well, it could be. And then sometimes there's like, you know,
oh, so you
there's
tell
light
a story
little.
For each room?
I tell a story for each room and
that's
each display
cool.
they
wow.
have. But you got to cool. do it on edibles.
You could probably do that forever, too, because it never ends.
How do you get there to the IKEA?
Well, I don't drive, so I just get an Uber. Yeah.
You Uber to the IKEA on edibles?
IKEA?
Yeah. Or,
that's like a
or
day
I
out.
Have a sober, you know, person drive. Right. Yeah.
You kind of just find the entrance. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Honestly,
I have gotten lost and circled around there multiple times before. Mm-hmm. There are some times
where
it gets a little scary.
I think you're going to say.
And have you heard of that SCP?
No.
Do you know of SCPs at all?
No.
It's the
secure, contain,
protect. It's a like a wiki basically that has been, it's a collaborative wiki that's existed for a long time where people.
I got your water all finished.
What did you put in
well,
it?
You got it all good for
yeah,
you.
We'll just leave it in the center there until. And it's basically like just a bunch of. Charlie, you just have to explain what it is.
I'm just giving up.
It's like a
community sourced wiki of essentially writing prompts that people make of like weird like creatures or locations.
It's kind
of
like creepypasta.
Oh.
It's sort of like creepypasta, but it's all like, you know, the same kind of universe. So, you know, it could be like creepy guy that if you see him, he'll kill you. Or it could be like there's one that is just like an infinite IKEA,
yeah,
right?
It's like infinite IKEA that has
I've definitely had that experience.
Yeah, but
yeah.
Here's the
based
thing.
On, yeah.
It's an IKEA that exists in real life, but if you go into it, all of a sudden you become lost in this IKEA and it's infinitely long, but then also there are quote unquote workers, which are just, you know, 7 foot tall people in IKEA uniforms that don't have a face that if they find you, they will come up to you and say, "The store is closed now, please make your way to the exit." And they'll kill you.
You just ruined any future IQ trip Emma does.
No, I think it makes it more exciting.
I mean, if I told you that while you were high, maybe it would probably upset her more.
I think it'd be fun. It's
she's
going like to
see
a
lamp
it's
or
like a
something.
Challenge,
like,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Because
it's like, you know, I just, okay, I have this like complex thing where like I think I'm a very murderable person. Like, you know what I mean? Like I really don't want to say on a podcast.
Yeah, on a podcast.
I've discussed it, but like I just really don't want to give anybody the satisfaction of killing me.
Yeah.
You know?
Interesting.
Because sometimes I'm like, I am so insufferable that I don't want anybody to have the pleasure of being the one to take me out.
Right. So you're saying like you'd be a good murderer.
So if you got stabbed,
you don't
like run into this.
No, I think no. Like I think like if you told me this while I was high, I would just incentivize to like survive. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like if these IKEA workers trying to kill me, like I feel
yeah.
like it would like awaken something
like,
in
I
me.
I won't let you have.
Yeah,
that.
Like I won't let you get
like
the satisfaction
of
killing
at the end
me.
Of Halo Reach.
It's not
yes,
even like
exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Perfect way to describe it.
So it's not even self-preservation. It's just
no. I don't value myself. Yeah. Just I do everything out of spite.
Wow.
I have this water for you.
What's in it?
Nothing.
What's in it?
Oh, it's
water.
No, it is by definition still water.
It's just water.
Is it thick water?
It's definitely different than it was.
It's not thin anymore.
I have an issue with like cummy textures. Am
oh
I
my
allowed
God.
To am I allowed to
No, I'm actually proud of
am
you
Am I
for
allowed
just...
to spit on the set?
Yeah.
Yeah, do we have a
spit bucket?
I'll spit on the fucking table.
I mean, no one else is gonna have the thick water if you want to just spit.
Okay,
into
this
that.
Can be your.
My spit bucket. Yeah, people would pay good money for this. Just so you know,
I'm sure they would.
E-girl spit.
I mean,
I'm sorry, I'm out of.
Does this mean
loss.
I have to drink
We don't
it?
Have a sponsor on this episode.
No.
Oh, you
and,
were. I mean,
and
with the content,
we won't.
You wouldn't. I hope you weren't planning on it. Yeah.
I guess whenever you're at your own pace.
It's warm.
Sorry.
It smells like powdery. It smells like a communion wafer.
Really?
Oh
Wait,
my
can I
God!
It smells. It smells like communion wafer.
Like, Catholic.
Is it actually? You were taking it deep.
Can I? Okay.
Well, don't get. I don't want to drink with all your.
I can make you a new batch.
I can't smell anything from it.
So what's like the
we
texture?
Can't really
it's like
the,
it's thick.
Thick.
I don't know.
Do we need to
There's
like
not much more to say right, about
so
it,
I'll,
to be honest.
I'll be completely upfront with you. All I put in it was Walgreens Thick Now.
Instant food and beverage thickener.
It's just gonna. It's
gonna literally
just, be water,
just thick.
Thicker.
It's thick.
Yeah.
And that's
like
it.
Like milk.
Like a nectar.
No.
No, it's not milk.
Just take a sip and feel the, like
I'm
the teeth feel. Get the
there
mouth
are
feel
first. 60
what sort of
calories
milk are you
in this drink
that's
now?
Thicker
though?
Than like a normal liquid. Yeah. Milk isn't that.
Milk is not too thick.
Milk is.
If
I feel
milk well,
like
compared to
water. Than
water.
How long have you had this milk that is now thicker?
Ooh, it does get thicker.
Perhaps it is.
So okay, so like
Whoa.
Water, milk,
Maybe
blood, cum, like thickness
Wait,
level.
What was that a fucking code? What was? What did you just
water, milk, blood, cum?
In terms of thickness levels.
How do you know how to get
the
into
four,
my safe?
The four.
Because I mean,
the four waters,
I drank,
the four
I've,
tr- liquids
I've definitely
of the
taken
wait,
a
wait.
Sip of all four. I just need to know which one we're going.
Hang on,
like,
sorry. Give me the order again.
It'll be. No, it'll be.
Water, milk, blood.
This is at the end
water,
of the list.
Milk, blood, cum. So that's thinnest to thickest.
Well, I mean, blood I guess is a bit of a one that it changes a little bit.
So does cum, actually.
So does cum. So does water now. So does, I guess, milk this too right. over
let's
time.
Let's just get this over.
Yeah, I don't know, man. How's that? Where would that
oh,
go?
Oh, it's
on?
Cummy.
She went again for a second sip of the cummy.
Yeah. It's very powdery.
Is it?
Cum doesn't have
you're
that.
You're not doing a very good job of stirring these.
I'm sorry. Would you like to stir it next time?
No, I think you'd probably throw a fit.
So what are your thoughts?
It's like a cold load.
Oh, my God.
A cold load. It, you said that was it was such a breezy
it was
delivery.
Such an easy
she drank a lot of it, too. She drank
delivery.
A lot of it. There was like a third more.
Guys, I'm unnerved.
Did I didn't get to tell you guys. When I got into my Uber driver, to my Uber today, the driver immediately switched the music to gospel music as soon as I got in the car.
Holy shit.
And I don't know
what
that says about
me. Trying to convert you.
I don't know what that says about me as a person, but it went from like pop radio, and then we like made eye contact in the mirror, and then he looked down and changed it to Christian gospel.
What probably you, saw, he do probably you think saw it was the like, chains or something and was like,
I don't, yeah.
Satan.
I mean, I'm a woman like, of God. I don't understand.
Do you think it was like a, she'll like this, or like a kind
she
of,
needs
I,
this.
Like I, this is like a war.
I don't think it was trying to fix me. I think he was trying to protect himself.
Oh, interesting.
Ooh. I think it was more like, oh, the he devil has
like
entered
garlic
my.
Garlic kind of thing.
The devil has entered my car.
I hope Satan gives me 5 stars.
He's trying to create a force field of music around him.
Yeah. Like, because they would, like, say, like, you know, like, weird, like, God messages in between. They'd be like, oh, remember, like, God loves you and stuff
like
that.
Was it like Christian? I fucking love Christian rock.
Oh,
no,
oh,
it was, like, actual,
Christian
like, it was actual, like, gospel music.
Oh, okay.
You
yeah,
listen
it's
to Skillet?
So boring. I don't, well, I don't like listen to any of it intentionally.
Okay.
It's more like Christian rock is the most fun thing to accidentally switch to because you'll start to get into it, and as soon as you're comfortable, they will fucking hit you with like,
with
Jesus
it.
Is here and he's in you. And I'm like, whoa,
he's
okay.
He's inside of you.
Yeah.
I'm
and
serious.
He's not
it'll get
go.
You with a good, it'll get you with a good hook. It'll be like, you know, just talking about normal music stuff. It'll just be talking about like her or whatever. And then it's like,
that's
but you know
skillet.
Who's more than important than her? Jesus. And it's like, whoa, okay.
Well, here's a good question then. Like, what's our ideal Christian rock song? What would that look like?
Oh,
you know,
wow.
I believe both of you
listen,
went to
I think
Catholic school. Is that correct?
I think
I did.
Let me
you
be
did.
Honest with you. Most of the Christian rock is just Protestant bullshit.
Sure.
Because listen, you go to
shit.
A Protestant church and they
song.
Put on a show. They put on a show. They have guitars. They have. With no organ in sight. You
that
walk into
true.
A Catholic church, there's nothing there but the organ.
That
and
is,
it's the lady playing the organ and singing. And it's
dude,
a one-man show.
And
I'm telling you right now, that's all it needs to be, and that's all it should be.
And all the old people stand up, and it's just a loud, unanimous moan 90% of the time in a Catholic church.
What church did you go to?
No, if you
no,
go to a Catholic
right.
church and you hear them try to sing, it's like,
come to
I've it's never just been like,
oh,
no,
it's,
I mean?
It's like
it does sound like
oh. Here, here, hun, it's this page you want it starts right there. Oh, I haven't seen that. That's all.
Yeah.
Everyone I've seen at churches, they've tried.
Yeah, it's Protestant bullshit, and anyone who consumes it or creates it is going straight to hell, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Which Christian hell is real?
The Catholic one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's that like?
What's your ideal?
It's like a bunch of Calvinists in a room.
Saying like,
oh,
knew it.
No, they didn't say we knew it. They said it was always like this.
Well, what is Calvinism? Is it, that's,
Calvinism.
Is it predestination?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Like, we knew where we'd be.
Yep. Yeah. I knew I was going to drink this cummy water.
Are you making it into heaven, Schlatt?
Me? Yeah.
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 And after all the people
you
killed?
Yeah, you need to make an argument
for why.
You
know that's
why.
One of the Ten Commandments, right?
I said I'm that's sorry.
That's right. Did you go to church after?
Yeah.
You went to church today?
Yeah.
It's Sunday.
I did.
It's Lord's Day.
Went to church.
Dude, I'd bring my fucking Game Boy to church sometimes.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Turn the volume down.
That's the express train. That's the express A all the way uptown to hell.
One time I ran my iPod Nano up through my hoodie, like, you know, like through up
smart.
In my sleeve and stuff like that. But then when we were getting up to leave, it fell out of my hoodie and my teacher took it from me.
No.
I got in a lot of trouble.
Did you know? You remember those Pilot G2 pens that you can twist open? and then you put the spring in between the little clicker and the thing that holds the...
You make a gun? Is that what you're talking
about? Yeah. So I went to CCD, obviously, the Christian, the Catholic
school. Oh, so you didn't go to Catholic school. You went to CCD.
Well, I went to Catholic...
See, I went to actual Catholic
school. No, I did too. Here. I did too. I would elaborate on it, but I don't want to dox myself.
Okay.
Right.
All right, understandable. But have a great day.
In CCD, I'd turned the thing into like that little gun thing where you can like press it and then the cartridge flies forward.
I just like how you're also giving me like you're giving me uninterrupted eye contact as you're telling me, like, not looking at anyone else.
You can even take the spring out. You go like this. It spring pops out, stretch it a little bit, and now the gun is even more powerful.
Mm.
So when you explode it, then you're killing it.
What'd you do with
and
this?
And this is what God wanted you to do during CCD. When
yes,
you were
well,
supposed to be
was this Jesus
on
or the floaters that
him?
Told you to do
the fish?
The CCD teacher instructor came up and he's like, "What is that?" And I said, "A weapon," which not you don't say.
You just were straight to the point. You weren't even like, oh, this is like, you didn't even like give it a name or anything. You were just like, hello, teacher. What I've made here right now in school is a weapon.
With the intention to perform
damage upon other humans.
Legitimately just said, it's a weapon. And then he took it from me. And that was it.
And you were like, why did he do that?
You could even mod these things, Ted.
You can mod them.
Yeah, you could crumple up
paper.
Were
you in the modding community?
No, well, here's what you can
do. Guns?
What you need is a Pilot G2, a wad of paper, and a paper clip. And so basically you fold out the paper clip, so it's just one long, thin, sharp thing.
Oh, my God.
Take a wad of paper, stick it in where that pen cartridge would go, in between the clicker, the spring, the holder.
This is
wad
basically
of paper,
like posting a blueprint
wad
on the
of
internet.
Paper,
I have one, too, after this, actually.
Paper clip, and it's just like a bullet. It's basically a bullet. You can shoot someone.
I have one that's less lethal but more fun.
Really?
I don't know how I figured this out, but as a kid, I learned how to, like, with like a piece of paper, make it in such a way so it's like a little grenade container, and then I filled them up with water. And then so it was like no matter what paper, I could do this, and it would hold it, and I would just throw it at things, and it would explode.
Oh, that's fun.
I could still do that. Like, if I had a sheet of paper, I could make one.
Yeah, you could also just, like, save yourself time and just go outside and make a snowball in the frigid Vermont weather.
That's true. True. But you have to be ready for all seasons.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Do
you guys ever,
what
like,
I would do,
a snowball?
What I would do is, like, when you finish a water bottle, you just, like,
That's a classic.
It,
oh, yeah.
You
it's
spin
a
it, and then, like, that little bit of, like, water left or whatever will kind of, like, come out as a vapor, but it shoots the cap. Like, you get the cap
absolutely.
Right at the end. And
absolutely.
So what was your weapon of choice when you were a child, Emma?
I used to modify Beyblades and put razors into them.
Holy shit. That's actually
that's
more metal.
So she just beat us out of anything
that
we just represented.
Yeah, that's way more intense.
That is really?
No.
Fuck, dude.
Now I'm disappointed.
That'd be sick.
I think my Pilot G2 thing is...
You weren't lying, though.
I was not lying.
You were dead
ass,
you were.
I would... Honestly, I was pretty excited that that was the case, because
I had the joke ready, didn't have any follow-up if you started asking questions, so I was like, I'll just break, I'll break early.
You got me, though. I mean, I just
I also bought that instantly.
Yeah.
Like, even though I was thinking of, like,
I do know people who did, but we were much older.
Okay, so
to be fair, I just did not do it as a child, actually.
So you were aware of
I was aware of this happening. I never did it myself, and I was an adult when I found out about it.
Mm.
Yeah.
So is it, I'm just confused by it a little bit, because, like, how much does it actually impact the Beyblading? You know what I mean? Like, are they just, like, hurting each other, or are you trying to hurt each other with Beyblades?
So here's what you do, I'm assuming.
You throw
not
a hamster
to, not to interrupt.
I understand.
You go like this, you let it rip.
You
and
let
then
it
you,
rip.
Then you go, pick that up to whoever's nearby.
You don't even shoot it at them? You shoot it in a different direction and say, go get that.
No, you could. I feel like it's hard
it's
to
more
aim
of like,
things.
You know, you go for the ankles. You know what I mean?
When you would shoot it at people?
Yeah, like you go for the ankles.
Okay, gotcha. It wouldn't be like you all like sit in the splash zone and like
bite
them.
Could get a hold of like a rat or a hamster and trap it, that could be like
You'd hurt an animal.
What?
You'd hurt an animal.
No, I'm talking about these hypothetical, more messed up children than I am.
You'd think about it.
Yeah, like little... this is something the Grimbleys would do, actually.
Right.
This is a Grimbley thing, specifically. The Grimbleys use razor Beyblades to kill rats. And
Have you guys ever read, like, hamster death stories? Because they are always the funniest
fucking
thing.
Always fucking
right,
because
they just jump off of beds because... No.
Or kids mistreat them in horrible ways. And obviously, it's sad that an animal died, but also it's really fucking funny sometimes the way they go out.
My buddy had a bucket, like, turned down, and the hamster was somehow under the lid of the bucket.
He somehow got under there.
Well, I'm just saying, don't shoot the messenger, Ted. And he sits down on the bucket not knowing, and then it literally cuts the dude in half.
See what I mean?
And the eyes are like bulging out. That's what I heard.
So I have guinea pigs.
This sounds like a homemade hamster guillotine is what you just described. And your buddy, he's a little...
Can you name him?
No.
Interesting.
See, guinea pigs.
I have two little guinea pigs, Fern and Mochi. They're great. You look like you're gonna throw up, dude. What's going
on? Sounds like you're farting in your mouth.
You have two guinea pigs?
I have two guinea pigs.
Cute.
They are. They're
cute. Love them?
I'm really worried, man, about where you're going.
You care about them?
Yeah.
You care about them?
They mean a lot to you?
You got a familial bond.
That's thick. That's thick. Did you know it was the...
No.
I watched... You went for that so fucking confidently, man. And I was like, wow, he's really committing to this bet. Jesus. Yeah, no, they're great, though. They're really
I have
funny.
A condition I have to tell you about since you took a sip from that.
Are you serious?
No.
Dude, she's got... She's
You're really
got
good
all,
at that.
She got all three of
You're
us.
You're really good at lying to
she
people.
She got all three of us in different lies.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Here's what I used to do at Halloween. I used to give out candy with razors in them.
Yeah.
I used to put razors in them. Or sometimes
edibles.
I'd put my own drugs in it.
Yeah, you put...
Yeah,
edibles.
That I purchase. I'd be like, yeah,
I'd spend
$200
to make edibles and just hand them out to kids because that makes a lot of sense. And that's why parents should be scared this Halloween, this October. Susan. There's a Susan out there. There's a Susan. Maybe there's a... Do you know anyone under the age of 40 named Susan?
No.
I know a Susie, but that's a...
No, I don't
I'm not know. Asking about Susie.
I don't know.
I mean, maybe her, like, legal name was Susan. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Charlie. I didn't mean...
No, it's fine.
Oh, now I feel bad.
No, it's fine.
Oh, man.
No, it's okay.
You're the light of my life.
It's all right.
You're the light of my life.
Next recording, I'm gonna bring in my Prismarine Drago, modded out. See how you do.
The Beyblade?
Yeah, I don't know. I made it up. It sounded like a Beyblade.
Prismarine Drago, just dragon with the N omitted.
Got a little dribble. Just a little dribble going
man,
on.
Man, you must feel like such an idiot.
These have been rough podcasts for me so far. Huh?
Yeah,
these have been rough.
So you're in L.A.
Yes.
You live in L.A. You moved from the East Coast. Do you like it better here?
I have friends here, so it's, you know, better for that reason.
Yeah.
But the actual place?
I prefer New York.
You like waking up every morning and like, smog.
Okay. Yeah.
Love that.
Yep.
Yeah, I do miss the piss in the streets, but.
Yeah.
Dude, and when the garbage people go on strike.
Oh, that's a good one.
And then the trash piles up for a little bit.
Isn't that what they used to do in, like, medieval times? They, like, threw shit out the window. They, like, threw piss and shit out.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they did.
They, like, went in the
but
gutters.
But people out the windows, too. Defenestration.
I don't know if that's what happened, but that's for sure a word,
that
and that's what it means.
Oh, defenestrating people?
Yeah.
Why not?
Mm-hmm.
I also
back?
Think we should bring
such
ghouls
a specific
back, too.
Ghouls?
Duels.
Oh.
But also
fuck,
ghouls.
You had me
ghouls,
excited for
I was really
back.
Excited
I
about
back.
I was, for some reason, I was way more excited about ghouls than the concept of duels.
I am ever also excited about ghouls,
north,
though,
okay.
too. Now that you mention it, I'm here for both.
But, like, duels, yeah. I mean, like, who was that... Josh is in the room. Who was that president that just kept dueling people in the Oval Office?
Was there a president that did that?
Yes,
I don't
I'm
know.
Trying to
Wilbur
remember.
Told me about this recently.
It's probably a Jackson.
Yeah.
Who was the president that kept the
I think it might be.
It was probably a Jackson.
I think it might
be.
No,
we did have a lot.
The
a
dueling president.
That
I don't know.
That is a thing.
I just know that, like, you know, in for some reason, hey, is Josh out? Josh! He's in the bathroom. I need him to answer a question right this instant.
Borif, maybe you
please. Can... We need him. We need him.
Oh, my
it's
God,
a,
yes.
It's a specific American
Hey, everyone, not
question.
Just Emma. We have another special guest here on the episode today.
Oh, right.
I was outside for 5 minutes, and I asked, can someone come open the door? It's locked, and I found out it was cool, not push.
Oh, no.
Connor was locked out for 5 minutes. I don't know if anyone heard that, but Connor was locked out for 5 minutes because he did
the
push instead of pull. So this is Garfield. He was damp this morning, real damp. Real and nothing damp. Else was damp. We don't know why.
It was weird because there's no dew in L.A., no, we've established. Apparently. But he was like, wet. But not everywhere.
Just if like you're in the hills, it can get moist because the clouds.
What?
And if you're high up in the hills, it can get moist because the clouds.
That's where they put the data.
That's true.
That's where they put the data.
Yeah.
That's where they put the data.
That's where all my Google photos. That's
where they put the photos.
Google. Sorry. That's thick water slap.
No.
I wanted to
scare
him.
Holy shit.
You did scare me.
I was so impressed earlier when you were going in.
Okay. Yeah.
Genuinely.
So here's a question for you.
Let's stick on L.A., though. Why is it such a terrible place with bad people?
Why can nobody fucking drive properly here? Can we talk about that? These are the worst, most insane drivers I've seen in my life.
I've almost killed the passengers
of my vehicle
twice.
This is literally you. You're talking about you. Yeah.
There are times, like, I have this term with Shay, the GF, that whenever it's past 9 p.m., mm-hmm. driving in LA, we like to call that crazy hour because that is when I've noticed a significant uptick in people just like it becomes like speed racer and they go like in between mm-hmm. stuff. Or one thing I noticed in LA is that people really think that they can make the exit no matter how
yes.
late they notice
yes.
that the exit is there.
That's the New Jersey exit. That's straight up just a thing that you just cut the line and then try and get in at
no,
the
I'm
end.
Talking like, no, I'm talking like you're in the middle lane and like, oh, my exit is there in 50 feet. I'm going to cross three
yeah,
right lanes and
shit.
Go into
yeah.
the...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's usually like almost...
They do
actually, it's almost always
turns.
A Prius.
They do with all turns, not even just exits. Like, they'll just fucking go for it, bro.
Yeah.
They do a Hail Mary and they just fucking send it. And it works like 50% of the time.
Yeah.
You know, Schlatt, you do this, and you've gone from... It's funny, because you used to be a really aggressive driver when
yeah.
I was with you before. And now you're still a really aggressive driver, but you apologize for it. Like, regularly.
Well, listen, because you get uncomfortable when I'm in the car.
Yes!
You get... Every time I do some...
Would.
Every time I do something bad...
Which is a
Charlie's
lot.
Like, oh, God, dude.
I do not say
yeah,
that.
You're like, oh,
I do not say that.
Oh,
maybe I make a face when you like go from 0 to 60.
Well, listen, I rent the Tesla. It's a fun time. I sometimes hit the tap on
you
the gas.
You accelerate and brake to the beat.
I did
of
that
songs.
Last time.
It is like every time Schlatt rents a Tesla, he's like, oh, did you know that the Tesla's acceleration is really quick? And it's like literally everybody
gets
the gas down.
When,
it just goes.
When a song is on that you like and the beat, like the drop is coming up, I put my head and neck against the back of the seat because
yeah.
I know you're going to fucking speed up.
You just sound like you. Like we're just describing you, and it just sounds like you are just an irresponsible person.
No.
That didn't sound sincere.
Yeah, that was kind of all, huh?
Yeah.
No,
but I like that you're saying sorry for it now.
Well, I mean, he's just saying no. He's not providing any evidence to refute it. It's just...
I have a theory. Look, I think people who drive or learn to drive on the East Coast, they know how to drive. They're just assholes. But I think people on the West Coast and maybe even Texas, like the West side of the country, they just don't know how
there
to
is,
do it.
There
yeah.
They don't know how to do it.
Bit of a lack of, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm sorry, but it's just, it's true. It is.
I will say the one thing, growing up in Virginia, the one thing, as soon as that little flake of snow falls, as soon as people see it, like, their fucking eyes, you know, the blood seeps in. They start, like,
yeah,
making
man.
Turns they never would before. It, like, it hits their windshield, and they start, just absolutely veer off into an exit.
Everyone just reverts
it is fucking nuts. In Vermont, how it is now is a lot of people, like, you know, they have winter tires, they've got trucks. A lot of it is just like back roads that are 50 mile an hour back roads,
mm-hmm.
and people will just get on them when they're fucking coated in snow, no visibility, and just be like, man, I'm sick, and just go as fast as they can without being able to see anything, like on these snowy roads. So there's something somewhere.
The state, the Northeast is prepared for it, though. That's the thing. So, like,
yeah, they
you
are.
Have the winter tires
they
and
are.
Shit, and people still are assholes about it. But like,
it's like
if
a
it
different
snows,
kind of crazy.
Yeah. If it's in the South or like the West or like the. Like Texas, we're not prepared at all.
No.
I moved in the day of that terrible snowstorm.
Yep.
Terrible snowstorm.
As we've heard at length.
There was like literally
multiple podcasts.
There was literally a couple inches on this of snow on the ground.
Oh wow.
On that terrible day where people died and there was no power for a week.
Beef jerky.
Yeah, yeah. That happens in New York. There's not even a question as to whether or not school is out tomorrow.
Oh yeah, no,
you're not waking up.
You need at least a foot and a half in order to even consider the possibility.
You need a foot.
And it's not even that it needs to be a foot and a half. Like that shit needs to be falling at like midnight, and like it needs to properly overwhelm the snowplow services until the school is like, oh, they're not going to
have. It's got to be sticking.
It's just got to be a matter of like, can the snow prevent the teachers from getting to school or parking, and then that's it.
And how can we make sure it does?
And like it's sitting in front of the TV, praying that you do when the news. I don't know why they gave the responsibility to like the news channels to announce what schools were closed.
Because the phones sometimes go down.
Oh,
so here's
true.
The best feeling in the world, man, is going to bed that night knowing snow is coming, and you wake up and there's like a foot outside, and your mom wakes you up and she's like, "Snow school." And you're like,
man, and it's funny you say that because it always is in that sort of gentle voice that you just did too.
Go back to bed, honey.
Am I sorry, honey?
No,
you guys are from North. What are you talking about?
They're not saying anything.
They're laughing as if they understand, but they don't. They really don't.
Yeah. We're not relatable.
God.
You ever flush?
Connor's from Georgia. He doesn't know what we're talking about either.
Did you ever flush ice cubes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez.
The voice. They all have for one moment, they all have the same voice. Yeah.
Yeah, they're like,
it's beautiful.
In unison.
Welcome. Welcome back to the land of living. Let's go. And I'm like, it's time to game.
Yeah.
It's time to game.
It's time to game.
You slept in.
You're finally awake.
Did you guys ever flush ice cubes down the toilet?
What?
Yes.
It was like a superstitious thing.
I was going to ask if you put a spoon under your pillow.
Wait, for what?
No, but I wore my pajamas on backwards.
What?
Okay, we're getting further away from what I'm
No,
like.
These are rituals you would do to make it, to ensure
make,
that
to make school
wouldn't happen.
Close?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is cool.
You guys ever just like rip your front tooth out and put it under the pillow and go, school?
Yeah.
Dude, what, isn't it fucking crazy that there was a period of time where like every few months we were ripping teeth out?
Oh, okay.
No, I wasn't going to let it slide.
I thought you were about to just go on to something.
No, I don't know if you guys ever like have a moment now where you're like brushing your teeth or something and you feel like a little wiggly. What happened?
Schlatt just ripped ass on the podcast.
I moved my foot off the table. It made a squeak.
That's not a table. That's a chair.
That's a booth, right.
And oh my God, is that a booth? No other word.
I actually feel like they could do better than booth.
You think they could beat booth?
So.
How about this one? Boof.
Boof?
Here's a question.
Are you guys familiar with boofing?
Oh, God.
Boofing?
I shouldn't have said that.
I don't. So here's the thing. Is I used it very liberally as a verb for a large period of time.
Conservatively, boof means something else,
and
you know?
So I would frequently mess something up. You know, I could be in the presence of my girlfriend or mom or whatever, and I'd say, oh, shit, I boofed it. and
isn't the word biffed it?
No. I don't know, because I said boofed. And at one point, someone said to me, I was on a call, and they said, do you know what boofing is? And I said no, and I didn't ask. And I haven't really used it since.
That reminds me of the time that I...
What is boofing?
Yeah, what is...
You still don't know.
So boofing is when you take a tampon and you soak it. In alcohol, and then put it inside your preferred hole of choice to get intoxicated.
That doesn't work.
You soak it up.
Does that work?
Yes, it does.
Oh, thanks, Borif.
Thanks, Borif, the number one boofer in the room, apparently.
Getting a fireball tampon up in the asshole tonight, buddy.
Boofer.
He's doing it right now.
You
That's
were
how
so
I prepares for every podcast.
To confirm that, man.
Oh, my God.
Boofer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
it works?
I've never tried it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if it is effective.
So I'm told.
Gets rid of the, like, you don't have to chase with anything?
No, you just soak it up, I guess. And, like, I know people would do it in, like, high school to, like, get, like, you know, sneakily drunk. It's a very high school thing to do.
Have you seen like the that one way that vaporizing alcohol and just like breathing it in? Have you seen the, that on YouTube or some dude?
Yes,
did
you
that.
Can technically smoke alcohol.
Yeah, it seems super dangerous.
I just don't get why.
It seems like it upsets
just
you.
Take a shot.
You're the
shut
one
the
who
fuck
was
up.
Boof half your life.
I didn't listen, man. I thought it didn't really go where I was expecting it to be honest with you.
One time I didn't know the meaning of a word where I didn't.
Of course, yeah.
I didn't know the meaning of the word trivial, and I was like, it was in college. Like I hadn't fully understood the word trivial for some reason. Like my sophomore year or something like that. And I was asking a teacher a question about like some questions that would be asked on a test, and I referred to like a certain form of question as trivial.
Oh.
But I was like aiming for something as if it was like. Is this as important as the other questions, or will this like show up more likely?
That's kind of, that sort of is what.
But it,
is, it
made it the way I phrased it. It made it sound like I was saying that I thought the teacher's questions were like trivial, as
right.
in like
doesn't
like,
matter.
Like,
doesn't matter.
Like
fuck okay. you.
Like I came off as like this pompous dick that was like, all right, teacher, you're trying to test me. These questions are trivial. I can answer these with my fucking lobotomized, or I don't know.
Yeah.
My brain out of my head.
I'm trying to think if I have any words that, like, sometimes words will come to mind, but I don't know what they mean. So, like, I want to use them in a sentence, but I don't know how.
Or you say, like, a word a bunch of times, and now it just doesn't make sense.
I get that
off.
For short words.
Off.
Yeah.
O-F-F?
Why?
O-F-F?
Yeah.
Off?
I'm gonna let you...
Off.
Off.
Chalk.
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 Two.
Chalk.
Grimbly.
Grimbly's a good one.
It's a,
good,
is
a
good
one.
And it makes perfect sense, honestly.
It does make sense.
I hate bowl.
Bowl?
Bowl.
Bowl?
Yeah,
you would, do you think
bowl.
You'd still call
bowl.
It a bowl? If
like
you had the
bowl.
Chance to rename a bowl, what would you call it? This is it. You lock it in. You get like one shot to change it.
Oh, fuck.
Because you don't like bowl.
I'd have to call it like a curved dish or some shit.
You
curved
a curved dish?
It sounds better than bowl, bro. It fucking sounds... Like, if I'm put on the spot, like, I'm like, look, I don't fucking know. But, like,
yeah,
anything's better than bowl.
Bowl.
I know.
It has that feel.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
Ted's got a brain blast.
Dop.
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 Would you like a plate or a dop?
Dop.
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 A cereal dop.
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 I could fuck with dop.
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 So, Emma, usually when we have people come on this podcast, I pass off this question to Charlie.
So, Emma.
Yeah.
Usually when we have people on this podcast, we ask them this question, which is...
That's the loudest way you could be pouring that. It's the loudest way you could be pouring that shot.
You're on the Chuckle Sandwich podcast, right? A chuckle sandwich is, at the end of the day, a sandwich. And we all we all come
scenic
together.
Route you could be taking
we
to
all
describe
come
this.
Together to be a part of that, whether it be the mayo, the butt loaf, pieces of the bread, or in my case, the meat. Now, Emma.
Why? I like this, Charlie. This is like...
for you.
You running a healing center
here,
or something?
In your seat.
This is very healing for me.
What would you say, and no pressure...
Yeah.
He's trying to, like, get you in a cult or something.
What would
right
you
now.
Say, piece of the sandwich that we are all in, what piece do you find yourself face. As?
Dude.
Tell like a ghost in the room with us? What's going on? Are you clairvoyant?
Tell Emma, tell us.
Yes.
What piece? At peace.
You're making you're crying. You're crying.
I'm trying to pull forth. I'm communing.
Yeah.
I'm communing. Hold my hand.
No, I'm good, bro.
Come on.
No.
You'll feel it. Right. You'll feel it when you do.
Hey,
we all have
you'll feel
to.
It when you
I
do.
I can hold him because I'm secure.
You're safe. Your mayo. Spread. Emma.
Yes.
here in this place, what piece of the sandwich are you?
I think I would be a good, like, crispy piece of bacon. Like just some crispy bacon.
What the fuck is going on? This has never happened in the history of the podcast.
Never happened in the history of the podcast. Charlie's hand is sweaty and is also like
my hand is also extremely sweaty. I know it.
He's like squeezing my hand at intervals too. It's odd.
Open it up. Open up the sandwich. Yeah. Let the bread open up. Peel back the layers. Put the bacon on. How many slices, Emma?
I think a good four.
Four?
Even?
Four?
Solid? Wait, what's
no!
up? What's up?
The circle is broken!
Oh,
did you not like my slices of bacon?
No, the bacon was fine. Whatever the fuck this guy was doing was not.
What has happened here cannot be undone.
Okay, so that was an interesting iteration of that question on the podcast. Are you good? Are you?
Yeah, just give me a minute.
I killed them.
I know.
This cat smells really damp.
This couch?
He's been damp all day.
It smells damp.
He really retains moisture.
Yeah, I could.
Okay, cool. So bacon is good.
Okay. Speaking of bacon.
Oh my God, that's a good. Wow, that's good.
You're reducing it.
I totally did that subconsciously.
You like bacon?
I enjoy a good crispy piece of bacon.
Okay. Would you rather have unlimited bacon? But no more video games.
Oh, here it comes.
Yeah. Do you want to? We can join hands again if you want. Jesus. Are you strong enough to do this alone, man? Is your back?
You're really looking for some human connection right now, and I don't understand where this is
what it used to be
coming from.
No, I'm not, dude.
What the fuck?
What? Dude, it's
would
fun.
You rather have unlimited bacon but no more video games? Or would you rather have games? Unlimited games, but no games.
That was the most flawless execution of that question you've ever done in the history
of
the podcast.
That was very
thank
true.
You.
I'm very proud.
No
wow. Yeah.
Man, you really didn't mince words that
as
time.
An avid chuckler, I'm familiar.
An avid chuckler?
Well,
wow.
I actually didn't mention this.
Yeah, I'm a stan.
You're a stan?
What's the answer to the question so I can leave?
You're not a no, Emma. You're not a stan anymore, okay?
Stan.
You're bacon. So
bacon.
Tell us.
I'm bacon.
What would you rather have?
How can you? And here's a question. And these two questions are connected almost because how could you be bacon but then also not choose
unlimited
bacon? Be a bit disingenuous.
I did mention earlier that I do not value myself.
Okay.
Ooh.
So that also
maybe not a good note to end it out on, but for sure.
But then no games.
No
yes,
games.
But no, but
unlimited games. But important to note, no games.
Unlimited
games.
But none.
I just kind of realized something. There's two ways that you can say no games. It could mean two things.
Ted, I just realized something. This question doesn't make any fucking sense.
No. Shut the fuck up.
I'm sorry.
Asshole. How dare you? As I was saying. Because people could be saying like,
it's okay, dude.
Could say no games. Like I don't want to.
Healed.
I don't want to be playing any games. Like I don't want to be messing around.
Right.
Or video games. So that's a little piece of information I just discovered right now. All right, you're gonna behave.
It's totally not what the question was asking though.
You behave, totally
Schlatt? Talking about video
bacon
games.
Can be a verb. Colloquialism.
Yeah, the narwhal bacon's at midnight. That's the classic
what
phrase.
The fuck are you talking about? Dude, what? No, say it again. No, say it again. The what? The narwhal bacon's at midnight?
Is that one of
what
those,
the
is that one of those animated videos where it's like the song?
No, this is just the mantra every Redditor repeated until like 2012.
Oh.
Did you just raise your hands up in the air like violent? you get it?
They fucking got it.
You would.
Oh my God.
I didn't know how it started.
Was it Bacon Reader?
It was somebody on
Redditors. Somebody on Reddit was stuck in an airport and was trying to find other Redditors.
So they just went up to people and said the
yeah, so if you're ever in a At midnight. Bacon's at midnight.
Wow.
Tumblr had their own version of that.
What was that for Tumblr?
I think it was like, I like your shoelaces or something.
That's like
that.
Normal.
Not
That's
as
like
good. Not as good.
Yeah.
Not as good. No.
So like, if you came up to me and said the narwhal bacons and started like gesturing at me to put me to, I'd fucking run.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
I'd fucking run.
Especially at a fucking airport. You're like, dude, this is about to.
Yeah, I'm calling TSA. Like, yeah.
It's like, is the narwhal going to bacon right here, right now? I'd rather it not.
So the question, though.
Yeah. Unlimited bacon.
Yeah.
And no games.
Yeah.
Or unlimited games.
Yeah.
But no games.
No, yeah, games, no games, unlimited games.
So but games, no, unlimited games,
but
no
games,
more games.
But no games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Make Consider your
make
options
your
carefully,
make
Emma.
Make a choice. Choose wisely. Choose wisely. Make a choice.
What did they say? What did you say?
Family of three.
Make a choice.
I think
on 405 last night at 9:32 p.m.
murder.
I guess I'm gonna have to go with the bacon.
She went with the bacon.
You know that means.
You know what that means, though.
You know
no more video
games. No more video games.
Yeah.
Wow.
But how can I be without myself?
That's true.
That's true.
Also, what would the narwhal do?
At midnight.
Bacon.
Damn.
Do it for the narwhal.
Damn.
All right. Well,
do you think the narwhal ever games at midnight? Shlack. Thanks for
not anymore.
Bye.
Well, hold on, hold on. We usually do this because it's a guest episode. Thank you so much, Emma, for coming on the Chuckle Sandwich podcast. But now it's time to roll out the red carpet. Shlack, you want to do the thing?
We could skip it.
What the fuck is wrong
with
skipping?
We could.
Where can people find you on the
what
internet?
What do you got going on? Where
what do you got
going on?
Like, where can people find you? She makes funny tweets.
Sometimes I'm on Twitter at Emma Langevin, and I don't do anything else. I just got lucky.
Yeehaw!
You're funny.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for coming
Thanks
on.
For coming.
This was
thank you.
Thanks
Emma
for having me.
Langevin.
Watch
Yeehaw.
Out for the Grimbleys, everyone.
Yes.
They're coming, mm-hmm. and they're in your
There's actually
pants.
One right. Oh no.